Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, our resident baseball general manager, Jim Duquette. What's up, Duke?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Doing well. And listen, this is a very, very important offseason for the Baltimore Orioles, not just in my opinion. I think everybody who covers the sport and knows the sport knows that the Orioles have to do something in free agency. We've heard some rumors, but we know you're kind of locked in a little different from us in terms of knowing some of the agents and other general managers. Are the Orioles serious contenders to land any of these top-name, top-notch free agents?
Well, I think that the one area that I'm hearing is, you know, they're in on some of the starting pitching, and that's obviously what they need at this point. You know, it still remains to be seen if they're willing to you know, pay the exorbitant prices that are out there. I mean, Dylan Cease signing with the Jays was one of those, you know, expensive ones that makes you pause a little bit if you're a GM in pretty much any other market. Like, man, that is extremely expensive for, I would say, average results. So, you know, having said all that, you know, I've certainly heard them in on Valdez. They have checked in on pretty much every starting pitcher, not just on the free agent market, but on the trade market. And I think that to me is more significant because, you know, you can get some value. It's going to cost you prospects, as we know. But, you know, they understand. And you know, Michael Elias, to give him credit, man, he has been aggressive. I think he's the most aggressive general manager so far. Before the winter meetings, he's done more than most. Now, they had to do a lot, obviously. But, yes, they are in on pretty much any starting pitcher at the high end. Whether they're willing to pay the kind of money, you know, on the free agent market, that remains to be seen.
I agree. I think he's been aggressive, and I think he's – I don't know why people criticize him so much here. I don't. Right. I mean, I guess it comes with a job, but it's like they're never happy. So let's talk about the moves he has made instead of the ones that he may make.
Sure.
What do you think about, you know, picking up your Ward?
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, Helsley from the Mets.
So I like the Ward pickup in the sense, you know, in terms of what he's, you know, what he provides, right? He's got power. He can defend a little bit. You know, he drives in runs. He's a, you know, a veteran presence in your lineup. He impacts in a positive way the rest of the lineup. Like, those are all things that the Orioles were lacking. Right-handed power, all of that, you know, that they, you know, that kind of production they have not really had in any post. And he's, you know, he's relatively has stayed healthy. You know, I would have liked to had another year of service time for what you gave up in Grayson Rodriguez. But listen, I love Grayson. He hasn't been healthy, as we know. And, you know, I think that if you're going to, you know, view him and what he's capable of doing, you know, that's more than fair. He might end up being a lottery ticket for the Angels. But I would rather, because the Orioles are in win-now mode, I'd rather have Ward. I just hope that they're able to extend him or keep him beyond this year. The other one, Helsley, for me, I, you know what? there's a lot of risk when you're signing relievers, right? Mm-hmm. We just saw Devin Williams sign with the Mets for $17 million a year, basically. And he had what I would say an up and down season with the Yankees, as we saw this year. Helsley, you know, with the exception of the last 2 months, which I saw a lot of him with the Mets, he was not good. Prior to that, he's had a long career as a closer and yeah. pitched very well. So I think for you know what they paid, the value, everything else, I think they did a good job. Now they're gonna have to figure out, you know, his arm slot. You know, his fastball has gotten a lot straighter over the last year or so. You know, some mechanical things they're gonna have to adjust. But I think for in terms of the results for that type of pitcher, I think he's going to be good. He's going to be a lot better than he was in the last 2 months. And I think his track record shows that.
What about the trade markets for pitchers? I was just reading this morning that the Brewers are listening on Freddie Peralta. Hunter Green's name was floated out there. Mackenzie Gore. Right. What do you see happening on the trade market for pitchers?
Yeah, you know, I think, Rob, when you look at like Sandy Alcantara with the Marlins, is another one. They have a really good young pitcher, Edward Cabrera, that, you know, is interesting too. I kind of, if I'm in the Orioles shoes or just kind of looking at it, you know, they have done deals, as we know, with Milwaukee. Peralta is absolutely a guy that they will be kicking tires on. I think, you know, they're going to be competing with a lot of teams. Mets in particular, their former executive for the Brewers is now running it, right? David Stearns. But, you know, Alcantara and Cabrera are both guys that, you know, they matched up well, obviously, in a trade with Rodgers a couple of years ago. So I look to those two in particular. I don't get the sense Hunter Green is available. I did see his name mentioned, mm-hmm. but anything I've been able to check in on, you know, for what, you know, he signed up to a long-term contract. It's pretty cheap. Doesn't seem like he's going anywhere, but there are names out there, good ones that you can get on the trade market. And I think those are a couple of them. And I wouldn't be surprised if they went back down the road because of that familiarity. You know, those teams clearly like the Orioles farm system, so there may be a match there.
Jim DeCat joins us. Before we get you out of here, Jim, because I know you have a show to do as well, Baseball Hall of Fame has a contemporary era committee that's meeting on Sunday to consider some players for the ballot. Among those players are Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. Being that former GMs and current media members are part of that committee, what are the chances that you think Bonds and Clemens make it to Cooperstown?
Boy, that one, it was so divisive, that those two guys in particular, right? There was, I forget the highest vote. I don't think, they might have gotten a little over 50%,
yes.
both of them from the previous writers, right? But not much more than that. Find it hard to believe that the current Hall of Famers have been pretty clear that if you were found to be part of the steroid era and, you know, you tested positive or there's evidence to suggest it. And those two guys in particular, there's at least circumstantial evidence, you know, from the Mitchell report, and Bonds obviously, you know, has had that history as well. I don't believe they're going to get enough votes with this committee just based off of the Hall of Famers that are involved, never mind, you know, some of the other executives. So I would be surprised if they get in. Listen, they were Hall of Famers before they were using PEDs, in my opinion. I thought Clemens was one of the best pitchers in the sport, and Bonds was the best player. But because of what they have done, they've had to pay the price. If I had a vote, I would vote for both of them, but I don't get a vote right now.
It's a damn shame Clemens' wife doing steroids is going to sink his career. Isn't that what it did? Wasn't the story that he had it sent to his wife and his wife's name to the house?
Supposedly Brian McNamee injected her too, but she wasn't. Last time I don't think I saw her pitch. Did you ever see her pitch as an amateur?
I never saw her pitch.
She never made it to the majors.
Right.
Hey Jim, thanks a lot, my man.
All right, guys, you got it. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, I still say MasterCard All-Century Team is what changed Barry Bonds. And Ken Griffey Jr. and Mark McGwire, who were hitting home runs at the time, they made it. He did not. And in my opinion, he was the better ball player.
Yeah.
But both of them, because he wasn't hitting home runs, he didn't make the team. I think that changed everything
Bonds. He's the greatest hitter I've ever seen. And with all due respect to what we're seeing from some of the guys today,
right.
Need to see Ohtani and some of these guys do it longer. But until I see that, Barry Bonds is the best hitter I've ever watched.
Chris Mack from Y108 Pittsburgh joins us at 9:30, but on the other side, Jeremy Cohn, this is all you.
Yeah, I went 2-3 of my top plays last night. Guess what? Cornell played. Guess what? The game went over. Guess who plays today? Cornell. We'll talk about them in a few minutes.
Tournament?
Huh?
The tournament?
They're playing Towson today. I don't know if it's a smaller tournament or if it's just the way that this schedule was set up.
Did you say Towson was favored?
Towson is favored in this game, yeah. Cornell's on a back-to-back, so I'm assuming that's why you could get a tired Cornell team. So you get a tired Cornell team that doesn't play defense already. I wonder how that defense is going to look today. We'll give you the college plays. There's some really good matchups, a couple of NBA plays. I have one NHL play that I think goes over the total. We'll do all that when we come back right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Derek Dixon, shot clock to 5.
He can shoot. He can shoot. No, I'll tell you, he's an elite shooter. He's an elite shooter. I mean, Carolina's trying to break. Did they lose the last 3 times against
Dixon? Dixon on the drive, lays it up and in.
That's courtesy of ESPN. An interesting night for me in college hoops as the top plays, meaning the big matchups outside of UConn, did not go my way. I had Kentucky. They lost. I liked Iowa plus the points, and Michigan State just brought out the hammer on them. I hit a couple plays late. NBA was okay as I split, and hockey, I lost that matchup. So it's back to the drawing board for tonight. Before I do that, I want to acknowledge something. So if you want attention, I'll give you attention. Chef Quattro, who he wanted to tag Rob and tell Rob how good he looked today and tell Rob how great he is. And then he went out of his way to take a shot at Ed and I. To which I responded with something I can't say on the air. And then that's when this dude starts clutching his pearls. And since this is a gambling segment, I'll read you what he wrote. Wow, I figured you would just ignore the cartoon chef. No, you're a jerk. But you talk a lot of listeners like this. Must hit a nerve. You encourage degenerate gambling behavior among this nation's young men. Gambling is destroying sports, families, and relationships. And you are part of it. Okay, then stop watching the NFL. Stop watching any of these television networks that's taking gambling's money. Stop doing everything that's taking gambling's money. But no, I'm the guy you want to point out. So you can kiss my ass, cartoon chef. It's funny, like, to sit here and tell Rob how... And Rob, you do look good today. I like that hoodie. Rob's wearing a black hoodie. Looks good today. What am I wearing? Shut up, dummy. Stupid ass. Like I said, if you want to...
Thank you, Chef and Jeremy.
Yeah, and if you want to swing on Rob's nuts, that's fine. You just don't have to bring my name into it. You don't have to bring Ed's name into it. I mean, he does kind of swing on your sack there, cartoon chef. Yeah, you can't even put your freaking picture online. You want to run your mouth, dumbass. All right, here's the place for today. Gambling brought to you by Chef Quattro. I don't know. It's just when people do this and want to be the ones like, I can't believe you wrote that back to me. Shut up. I can say the same things you can. All right, let's get to these plays. All right, we'll start off in the NHL. I told you Utah has not been my team when I'm picking a side. Every time I've picked them to win, they lose. And every time I pick them to lose, they somehow win. I'm taking the over with Anaheim today. I think this is the highest scoring game in the NHL. It's only a handful of games, but I think we do see more shots on goal and a bunch of goals here.
Anaheim's very good.
Yeah.
You know, they're the best team. And that West Coast swing, that's the best team they're going to face.
Yep.
They being the Caps. Yeah.
Oh, yep. It should be a good one to watch tonight. In the NBA, going to go back to the well with the Bulls and the Nets going over the total, 231.5. And a team that's been very kind to me, honestly, on the road. And in these spots of teams playing back-to-back, one of the wins I had last night was the Celtics against the Knicks. Mm-hmm. They did find a way to win that game. Now the Knicks have a back-to-back, and they're double-digit favorites over the Hornets. And I know conventional wisdom is the Hornets stink. A little bit better than you think. Mm-hmm. They're not winning a lot of games, but they have been keeping them close. They've been covering quite a bit and been very kind to me. I'm going to take the Hornets plus the points. Definitely think the Knicks win, but I think Charlotte loses by 9 or less, and that's what we're looking for. College hoops, some big games tonight. Bama's playing Clemson. I like Bama minus the 10.5. It's the ACC-SEC challenge. That's what you're getting with some of these games. Included with that, we get Arkansas and Louisville. I think Arkansas is a live home dog plus the points. I like Portland State and South Dakota to go over 158.5. Northwestern and Wisconsin to go over the 155.5. And lastly, why bury the headline when Cornell's playing? They're playing Towson tonight. Towson's favored. The total is 152.5. You'll see some 153s out there. Take it over. I don't want people to think I just blindly look, because we haven't come on here every time and told you to take the Cornell over. I haven't told you to take a Cornell under, but right. I haven't bet every Cornell game. We look for the right spots. And anytime I see the public hammering the under because it's like, oh my God, this number's too high. Until the books adjust and start making these totals, 160 and 170 on Cornell games, I'm going to keep hammering it, because I think in the last three games, one or the other team has scored 100 points.
Wow.
They either score a ton or give up a ton or do both. So take the over there. My top plays today would be that Cornell over.
How many shots did he take?
Just a ton. Northwestern, Wisconsin over the total. I like Arkansas and Bama a lot. And I like that Utah-Anaheim game to go over. There you go.
There you go, Jeremy Kahn. What we have? Do we have any daytime basketball today?
I think it's mostly night. But here, let me double check.
I'm double checking as well, because I want to see some basketball.
Oh, yeah. You got noon, Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Nooner. Illinois, Chicago. Tennessee Tech, and everybody loves Lipscomb, right? So you got those, and then there's a couple of 6 o'clock games.
Oh. All right.
Watch
you know me.
Book.
I'm going to watch them anyway.
If it's on.
I don't have practice tonight. No game, no practice.
Yeah, why don't you go home and take a nap, you tired ass? Look at you. Your eyes look more closed than mine.
Hey, chef. You say I look good?
My God. Hey, it doesn't matter what
I
you
look
do.
Good.
You're going to look good either way to him.
Chris in New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
We got a sweet spot for you.
Hey, how you doing? How the hell are you guys?
Good.
Yeah.
Same to you.
Yeah, thanks. It's Mitch.
Oh, it's Mitch, not Chris. Mitch, yeah. What's up, man?
It's okay. Just call me late for dinner. That's an old line. Very old, very old. With the Orioles, would they go after Cody Bellinger? He's a free agent. I know they don't need Corey Seager. He's out there via trade, but you got to worry about signing Gunnar and Aiden. I think that was a good trade, getting Ward. And one more thing, Chris Paul was released. I guess when things get tough, he's a bit of an attitude problem on teams. Yep. And he's been on a lot of teams. For Hall of Fame, he's been on a lot of teams.
So for him to get kicked off there, I think he had to piss off one of the big dogs or the coach at some point.
I've heard Chris Paul always had an attitude problem.
Yeah.
I think it's at the point now where you're not good enough for me to deal with it.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
That's
always the problem.
He's always had an attitude problem, from my understanding. Yeah.
So they actually can't just cut him.
Really?
Yes. They mutually parted ways, though.
He would still have to be waived, but within the confines of the league, they can't do that because they've done that too many times.
Oh, really?
So it says waiving
that team in particular.
Waiving Chris Paul would also drop the Clippers just 13 players on standard contracts. They don't have enough room under their hard cap to fill the spot. And you can only drop to 13 players for up to 14 days at a time. So they're 28 days total. So they're going to try to trade him. And if they do drop him, they're going to have a huge issue with their cap.
Mm.
So it seems like someone got pissed and just said, get out of here.
You know, it's almost.
Do I have like a thing for him? Because remember the thing when he was going to the Lakers and the league put the kibosh on it?
Yeah, when the Hornets weren't owned by anybody.
Right, they were technically owned by the league and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, is there anything to this where they just don't like him?
Who?
Chris
Clippers.
Paul.
The Clippers?
No, the league, NBA.
He was Player Association president for a while.
Yeah.
So he could have pissed some people off then.
He did, but he's also a guy that doesn't care what you think. Like, his some of his teammates didn't like him in places he's been, and they've always argued after the fact, but he's...
Phoenix hated him.
Yeah.
They absolutely hated him. I mean, but again, he was good, so good, Jeremy, that you had to put up with him.
I think...
Now, at this point of his career, he's probably not.
I think what the Clippers should do is try to, like, work out some deal with one of these guys outside of basketball for like a contract and some, you know, like a fake sponsorship.
Like they did before?
Like an endorsement. Because that would help you with this hard cap, right? Yeah,
with Kyrie.
But who said Kyrie the other day? Do you remember? Was it us here? Somebody else said Kyrie, Kawhi, but they made the same mistake you did.
They probably heard me do it. Was somebody national?
I think it was national.
Oh, that wasn't.
I'm sure we have to drop somewhere.
Kawhi.
They probably did.
Kyrie.
By the way, Joe said they can't trade him for another 12 days anyway.
No, they just stay home.
Why, play some Madden. Chill out. Eat some bonbons. You know what I mean? Does he have grandkids yet? Probably not.
Still doing those State Farm commercials?
No. He's not a thing anymore. Joe LaCroix, Encore at 9:45 on the other side. It's Ravens Steelers Week. And Chris Mack from Y108 Pittsburgh joins us on The Fan. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan joining us right now from Y108 in Pittsburgh, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline. He is the Mack, Chris Mack. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Rob? How you guys doing today?
Doing well, man. Look, we had a Pittsburgh Steelers fan call in. I want you to jump all on this with 2 feet. He said the Baltimore Ravens were going to win because we suck, but we suck less than you guys.
Does either team really lay a claim to sucking less than the other one right now, guys?
This is bad. This is bad.
You guys suck more.
You suck more, Chris.
You suck harder.
Hey, wait a minute.
I thought we were suction. Yeah. No.
God.
Yeah. So, Mac. So you know Jeremy.
We did a show together for a year. He knows me.
It's funny. We do a Steelers podcast as well. Cabali and Mac. Mark Cabali has been covering the team for like 25 years.
Uh-oh.
And we were just talking. This might be the first time. In fact, I think it is. That these two teams have met this late in the season, and neither one of them has a winning record since, like, the team's first year in Baltimore.
Wow.
Like, it's been that long since these two. I mean, we're used to them playing meaningful late-season games and at least one of them having a good year. I don't think it's ever been this dire for both franchises this late in the year when they've met for the first time.
What's the temperature in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin? Because we, you know, here, of course, the Ravens are having a struggle this season. You know, the call is one, he's got to go. Harbaugh's got to go. Pittsburgh's struggling. How do people feel about Tomlin? It seems like these guys are, the longest tenured coaches in the league.
They're out. They're totally out on Mike Tomlin. It may seem goofy to people outside of Pittsburgh, but I'm sure you guys have seen by now. They were booing Renegade. Which is like the defense's hype song that they play late in games. The first couple drum beats hit on that song and the screen on the Jumbotron goes black and usually the crowd goes nuts. They booed it on Sunday night. They were chanting "Fire Tomlin" in the stadium. Tomlin was asked about it both Sunday immediately after the game and then again yesterday during his weekly media availability and basically said, "Yeah, I understand." Which I thought was curious the way he answered it yesterday. His initial reaction was, I agree. So I don't know if that means he agrees that he should be done after this year or if that just means he agrees with their frustrations. But the fan base is totally out on Mike Tomlin, guys. And I don't know how he gets them back. Short of going on a Super Bowl run, which I think we would all agree is highly unlikely, the fan base is out on Mike Tomlin. And increasingly, it's the view, even from the most ardent Tomlin supporters over the years, that, hey, this guy may be a future Hall of Fame coach. And even if we agree on that, we can agree that Hall of Fame coaches, sometimes the message starts to ring hollow
in the
room. Yes, exactly. And that's the comparison that a lot of people lean on here. Hey, Andy's time was up in Philly at a certain point. Didn't mean he couldn't go on to Kansas City and do amazing things, but at a certain point, your time is done in a place, and that increasingly is the feeling in Pittsburgh from even, like I said, the most ardent Tomlin supporters everybody is out. It's very much a feeling of it's time for a change at this point.
All right.
Hey, Chris, everybody's asking the temperature on everything. We talked at the beginning of the season about Aaron Rodgers joining there, and I said, I just want to see him light the match and see what happens. How has this trip been with him? Because he seems like just the same jerk that we saw in Green Bay. So I don't know that anything's really changed.
I'll say this. That jerk quotient, I think, is something they need right now. Their offense is just the disaster. I think a lot of that has to do with Arthur Smith, who may be one of the most conservative play call and confusing play callers in the league. A good example happened Sunday against Buffalo. Rodgers tried to signal to Jonnu Smith to run a different route, to run a post instead of a corner. He didn't. The ball just landed harmlessly in the end zone. Would have been a touchdown pass. And Rodgers called out Jonnu Smith for that mistake. He had all of the receivers and skill position players over to his house last night to watch film because apparently guys weren't doing the extra work last week before their meeting with Buffalo. So, you know, he could be a jerk. Absolutely. But I think this is a team, especially an offense, that needs that accountability right now. His physical tools are greatly diminished. No one's going to argue that. I think his mental skills are still there. He can still read a defense, and he still knows what he wants to do. I think you take the mental skills and the leadership. Those are two things you don't mind having on a team that's been devoid of those over the last half decade or so. It's just that the physical skills, I think, are having a real hard time keeping up with what the brain wants to do.
I agree with that. Here with a good friend, Chris Mack from Y108 in Pittsburgh. I want to get back to the Mike Tomlin thing because, like you, Chris, when he said, I agree, I found that to be really, really peculiar about, mm-hmm. Firing Mike Tomlin. Do you think there's a chance that Mike Tomlin could step down at the end of the year?
I think if there's going to be a change, Rob, at the end of the year, it's going to be the old mutual parting of ways. Art Rooney II, who's the owner here in Pittsburgh, is very much about appearances. This team hasn't fired a head coach since the 1960s. And I think he doesn't want to be the first guy in charge, unlike his father or his grandfather, to fire a head coach in more than a half century. And I think he will do his best to help Mike Tomlin save face, for lack of a better way to put it, if they decide that it's time to change up at the end of the season. I do think that I wouldn't be shocked if Mike Tomlin, if things really do not, if they're unable to right the ship by the end of this year, they miss the playoffs, finish 8-9, that non-losing season streak finally comes to an end, whatever it may be. I would not be surprised if Mike Tomlin read the writing on the wall and that the sentiment in the building had started to mirror the sentiment outside the building and decided maybe it was best to take a step away for a couple of years and re-enter the coaching cycle when we all know he's going to be the first guy off the table the next time that happens, if he's available. So I would not be shocked, Rob, no, if there was the old quote-unquote mutual parting of ways at the end of the year.
What's your biggest surprise this season? I mean, obviously the Steelers and Ravens, I think, certainly we're surprised the Ravens are this mediocre right now. But you're most surprised by the Patriots 11-2 or the Chiefs at 6-6?
I'm shocked at the Patriots. I said it a lot over the summer. I didn't think Mike Vrabel was going to be the miracle worker that people expected him to be in Foxborough. Now, I will agree that the schedule has been extraordinarily soft for the Patriots to this point. But look, Drake May is a legit MVP candidate, the favorite right now for a reason. He's playing really good football, regardless of who the opponents are. So I thought they would improve, and I thought they could improve by 4 or 5 wins, but still would not be a playoff team.
Right.
They have absolutely shocked me. The fall off in Kansas City, Ed, to be honest, doesn't shock me the same way because they have no semblance of a running game, and they found it for a week against Indy, and that was it. That was, you can only throw so much, I think, on Patrick Mahomes' shoulders, and I think we're seeing the impact of that.
Hey, Chris, I guess how far off are the Steelers when you look at it in the offseason and how things are going? Like, if we looked at the Ravens and Steelers, I'd feel better about the Ravens going in the offseason because they know who their quarterback is. But with the Steelers, the defense hasn't looked good. The offense hasn't looked good. And I just kind of wonder, I mean, maybe you guys are too, what direction are they going in?
Yeah, this is another thing we just talked about this morning on Cavalli and Mac. Like, you look at it and say, oh, well, you know, if things continue to spin out of control and you end up with a top 10 pick, maybe you're in position to draft a quarterback. But this quarterback class
sucks.
I mean, and it's not the best guys in this class aren't even the guys we thought they were going to be back in August, right? We were talking about Nussmeier and Aller and Manning, and none of those guys, I don't think, are in the conversation right now. So instead, you've got Mendoza and, you know, the kid in Oregon, and none of it is really worthy, I don't think, of a first round pick. So they have plenty of holes across the roster. They just signed Adam Thielen yesterday, guys, and he's probably going to play right from the drop because they're desperate for wide receivers. So wide receiver, quarterback, inside linebacker, Patrick Queen has been a disappointment to a lot of people since coming over, and they've got a lot of holes on the roster. So I think that plus the coaching instability is what lends a lot of folks to thinking, man, until we get the quarterback right, we're kind of stuck in purgatory.
There he is, Chris Mack, Wild 108 in Pittsburgh. Chris, real quick before you go, give us a winner for Sunday.
Only because it's the way this division goes, and it would be the most nonsensical option. Steelers win on a walk-off field goal, 26-23.
You ain't got a lot, Craig.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thanks a lot, man.
Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
See ya. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, go ahead and get to this, because I didn't even notice his hoodie either.
I knew he ordered it, but I haven't seen it live in person.
I told him I liked it so much I was going to order it.
Yeah,
and he said it wouldn't go over the
hit. No, I said it hit a little different if you wear it.
Well, we're on camera now, so people should see
it. Do you want to read it?
It says, uppity Negro, educated, and outspoken.
2 out of 3 ain't bad. That's so messed up. By the way, I love that Rob does have some great attire.
He scours the internet for like these graphic shirts and t-shirts and hoodies and always comes up with them.
He even finds great stuff for me. Woke up gay again today. Again.
Hey, don't forget that word. Hey, that's the word that brings it home.
Yes.
Again, like you've done it before.
Merry Christmas. Oh, thanks, Rob. Woke up gay again.
I bought Jerry Coleman one. Said $20 is $20.
By the way, that means something totally different with him then.
Facts. I didn't think about it. Yeah, but I saw this. I'm like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
That's it in a nutshell, isn't it?
The hoodie fits.
I'm waiting for his next
shirt. Put that bitch on.
He may already have it, but the next shirt that says, I don't like anything mixed but women.
That's facts. That's my, every time the bartender asks me, would you want that and that? That's mixed. Well, yeah, I don't like anything mixed but women. And that's the encore for today.
And the encore brought to you today and every day by the Lion's Den. You know, adult pleasure, passion, romance. Look, if you want a holiday win this year, hopefully it's not just football, head to the Lion's Den. This place is the gear to keep the home team happy. I mean, your home all season long. So score the perfect gift. Make this Christmas one to remember. And turn like ho, ho, ho into oh, oh, oh. Oh, look at Joe's face.
Is that the catch line or did you just do that?
I just did that.
Oh, it has to be the catch
line. That was gross. Yeah. I have friends that say, hey, man, can you tell Ed to stop doing those Lion's Den
commercials? Why don't you come up like
no way.
Sit on Santa Ed's lap and we'll talk about the next thing that pops
Lion's
up.
Den, pleasure and passion romance, lionsden.com. Check it out.
Eddie, yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently it was effective.
I thought you were going to go with something else with the ho, ho, ho. But you took it another level.
You make that ho, ho, ho say oh, oh, oh.
Oh, yeah. That's where I thought it was going. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What we learned today, Edward?
I'm sticking to the show today, truly, because two things I did learn. I thought the Patriots are the biggest surprise in the NFL. Some people say the Bears. People point to the Chiefs. You know, not. But I expected the Chiefs to. I've been telling you guys for years they're taking a step back.
Yeah,
finally got it right.
Yeah,
finally got it right.
Nailed it.
But the Patriots are the biggest surprise, just confirmed by our Pittsburgh guest. And Jim Duquette talked about, you know, everybody's killing Elias over these moves. Like, he liked both of them. He's a GM.
He's the most active general manager
in baseball.
So
I think it's interesting that the Brewers said they would listen on Freddie Peralta now. So, and the point he made, you've made moves with Milwaukee already.
Yeah.
Learn, thanks to Jeremy, there's some afternoon basketball on, noon basketball. So I know what I'm going to be doing at noon, finding a spot to watch some basketball and maybe fall asleep in front of it. It's a good way to fall asleep watching sports. Some birthdays in sports, and the world of entertainment altogether. They would have been Bobby Allison's birthday.
Bobby Allison.
Yeah. Also, man. You know who else would have celebrated the birthday today? Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, really?
Would have celebrated the birthday today. Former Olympic figure skater Catalina Witt turns 60 today. And former NBA basketball player Lindsey Hunter. How about Lindsey Hunter turns 55 today?
Yeah, he's coaching HBCU, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, down in, God, what school is it now?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
But and Hal Steinbrenner. And actor Brendan Fraser share a birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Who was the first one?
Hal Steinbrenner. Brendan Fraser.
Hal Steinbrenner.
Give it a whale. I'll take Fraser.
Take Fraser.
That's a tough one. They're both. I'll say Steinbrenner.
Steinbrenner. Hal Steinbrenner today turns 56. Mm-hmm. Brendan Fraser today turns 57.
Ah, that was close. All right, here's a couple things for you guys. My local movie theater, they're cracking down on people sneaking in outside candy and snack. But it's okay. I have a few Twix up my sleeves. Today, my parsley, basil, and rosemary all turned against me. But don't worry, time is on my side. That's so stupid. My wife got home and said, I got good news and bad news. I said, just give me the good news. The airbags in your car work appropriately. I just accidentally hit a truck loaded with electric guitars. Luckily, it was just a fender bender.
Oh, I like that.
All right. Don't challenge death to a pillow fight unless you're prepared for the Reaper cushions. The Reaper cushions. How about this one? I took my date to a Middle Eastern restaurant, but she hated it. I falafel about it. I falafel about it. You know the word gaslight? It's actually pronounced jazzlight. You've been saying it wrong the whole time. That would be me gaslighting you. What do you call a typo on a tombstone? That's a grave mistake. What else? My friend decided to break up with his cross-eyed girlfriend. And what was she doing?
Seeing people on the side.
She was seeing someone on the side. Yeah. Here we go. If you claim to have eaten a bologna sandwich but didn't, guess what? You're still full of bologna. I jumped off the Eiffel Tower, so they renamed it after me. It's now called the Eiffel Tower. Eiffel Tower. Poop jokes aren't my favorite, but they're a solid number two. Here,
I got just one. Accidentally burped into the microphone.
Who, you did?
Or? I think so.
Sorry. Here, I'll give you one more here. Ed, you might like this. My ethics teacher, actually, I got two more. My ethics teacher claimed I was failing her class. So I slid her a $20 bill and said, what about now? What about now? And what's worse than ants in your pants? The simple answer is uncles. All right, guys. You guys have a great night.
Vinny and Eddie up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Hump Day Wednesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.